What's up, guys? Real quick before we start the show, if you're not already a member, sign up for the Patreon, because this episode, if you're not on Patreon, is going to cut off in the 10 to 12 minute mark. Okay, you will not get the episode. You'll just get a little ball tickle. Okay, that's what we call it over here. So please sign up at patreon.com/mpga. It's $1 a month and you get the audio and you get the video. So you get audio and video once a week for $1 a month. We're behind a paywall, guys. So sign up at patreon.com/mpga. Also, if you are in the Las Vegas area this weekend, we are taping a live podcast for Making Podcasts Great Again on Saturday, March 23rd at the Stand Up Pod Jam Festival. Come check it out. It's going to be an awesome day. Stand-up comedy, music, podcast tapings. We will be taping a podcast in the afternoon. So the ticket link is in the notes for the episode. Thanks for listening. And now to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg. And we are here, of course, with the president of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
We're doing okay. A lot of decisions going against us. They're letting Fannie Willis stay on the case in Georgia, which is a total disgrace. You know that. And they're trying to get me from... Remember Notorious Big?
Yes, Notorious B-I-G, yes.
Which spells big. And he was... You know, he always said they're trying to stick me for my papers. Remember that? He stick me for my... Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to stick Trump for my papers, and I don't like it. And we might have to have a bloodbath, and I mean that in a metaphorical way, meaning we're going to kill a lot of people and there's going to be blood, but nobody's going to actually bathe in it. Not going to be a bath. You know, it's going to be just sort of more like a bunch of people spilled blood all over the street, but that's not a bath. So anyways, the left always said bloodbath. That means violence. No, it just means, you know, some peaceful killings with brutality.
You might want to rethink that, though, Mr. President.
Nobody's going to bathe. The idea of bloodbath. Who the hell? Who would be sick enough to bathe in blood?
Some of the most ruthless leaders throughout history would kill people and bathe in his enemy's blood.
Okay, well, that's just strong strength.
No. Yeah. I would think about it. I wouldn't cross it off. I wouldn't just cross it off the list.
Sometimes, the reason I like DJ Khaled, great guy, by the way, but the reason both of us don't go down on women is sometimes a woman will trick you and will turn you into a bloodbath. You know, they won't tell you, which is, I think under a second Trump administration, I think that might be a death penalty crime. Where you don't inform the gentleman that it's your time of the month, where you're a nasty person, and all of a sudden you look like you put on war paint, you know, or spilled a bunch of, like Dracula just spit in your face. It's very horrible, and I think it should be a strong death penalty.
All right. Mr. President, I just want to wish your son, I think Barron, it's birthday tomorrow. His 18th birthday tomorrow. He legally becomes an adult. Your son, Barron, I just want to wish him a happy birthday, if you could let him know.
Who?
Barron, Bartholomew, Bezabel, the one who lives in the crate. Eventually,
Beetlejuice.
Closet.
Beetlejuice.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, sure. No, Melanoma's nephew, I think.
Yeah. Whatever you call him.
I got to say, I've been nice enough to let him like stay near Mesopotamia. But, you know, now that he's an adult, I think he's just got to bye bye. Time to find your own place, Bartles and James.
So you're not going to keep him in the crate anymore and you're just going to let him free?
What crate? I don't know who this person is. However, Molasses, however she wants to take care. I don't know. I don't get involved. I don't know this person, but
But
Whatever
this
she
isn't this when you get
does.
involved? He's an adult. Don't you get involved with your children's lives when they become an adult? Isn't that your rule?
Yes, and they're called Ivanka, Eric, and Dan Jr.
This is and Tiffany, but you also have another
Oh.
child, Barton.
Remember Michael Jackson? He said, Billie Jean is not my lover.
Yes.
The kid is not my son. Hee. You know, I don't know who this is. If I have been very nice, okay, it's called nice to mashed potatoes. I said, you want to have your kid or your nephew or your cousin or like a boy toy? I don't know who that is. I stay out of it though. I'm too busy. It's called business. It's called president. Sort of busy.
Okay. All right. Understood. Well, if you see him, just wish him a happy birthday.
I will not see him.
Okay. Want to ask you, Keith Olbermann. I think he used to be on ESPN. Do you know who I'm talking about?
He was carried for many years by Dan Patrick, who was far superior to him, and now he got fired like a dog from MSN. Imagine getting fired from MSNBC. Imagine how bad and how woke you need to be for MSNBC to say, no, thank you. So I know what he said something horrible because he's a disgusting person.
Yes, he said something really, really horrible about you, and people are blasting him for it all over the place. He said there's always the hope of Trump gets assassinated.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? This is what the radical left wants. This is what they want. They talk like this because they want one of their nasty people to do something, but they can't get me because we have all the guns. So I don't know. What are they going to throw at me? A soy protein shake? Is that what a radical left person will attack me with? Now we have all the guns. We have all the weapons. We have all the Mountain Dew army. So if anybody's going to do assassinating, I might, on day one only, of course, day one of my next term, I might order just day one, only day one. Remember the purge? We said it would be like the purge, but we'll only do it for
Yes.
12 hours, only a half a day
Half a day. That's
discount,
right. I
purge
remember.
discount. Maybe Keith Olbermann can get added to the purge list on dictator day one. Okay, and we'll see. We'll see how he likes it. We'll see how much he has to talk when he has been strongly and peacefully assassinated with peace.
Always with peace. Next thing I wanted to talk to you about, Mr. President, this $454 million dollar bill you have here in the civil trial.
It's basically a financial rape. I basically am being raped by the radical left, but nobody's doing a Me Too for Trump. Me Trump. Hashtag Me Trump.
Well, I'm sure the sneaker sales are going towards this bill.
Well, sure. But that's. You know, we made so many, we sold out so fast. We sold out so fast, but we can only produce them so quickly.
Well, if you can't pay this money, do you know the Attorney General, Letitia James, can start going after like pr your properties starting in New York,
Well, no, I know, I
your
know.
all your all your buildings and everything that you own
No,
in
I
New
know. I
York?
know Attorney General LeBron James wants to come after my properties, probably because she can't afford a property. So she wants to probably turn Trump Tower into some sort of project. You know, the LeBron James houses, and all of a sudden you have a bunch of migrants and African Americans living in what used to be a great building. That's what they want to do. They want to ruin your buildings. They want to destroy your city. And we're not going to let them. We're not going to let them. We're going to actually guard the Mountain Dew Army, has already offered to guard my buildings with strong AR-15s. And so, we're prepared. We're prepared to do peaceful civil war to protect my strong buildings.